Home Care, this is Shanedale. How can I help you?
Yes, we were talking with a lady just a few minutes ago. She was getting us all signed up, and she was we were waiting on hold to get with the state. Somehow the call got dropped.
So you're on the phone with someone, and she transferred over to the state?
We were talking with a lady just a few minutes ago. She was getting us signed up, and she was going to get us in touch, talk with somebody with the state.
With the state, yeah.
Because they were just supposed to
do so like an in-home assessment. So you reached the state yet, or is it cut off before connecting to the state?
We called about getting in-home care for me, and they...
Because they were going to pay for to get signed up for me to help.
Okay, so, let me take the information. I'll be able to transfer you then over to the States.
Okay.
I was on the phone on hold for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, and then I got hung up on.
Do you have a name who you spoke to? Was it Jasmine?
I don't remember what her name was.
Oh, what's your name? Sherry Halfen?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
S-A-E-R-I.
Okay, so you spoke to Jasmine. So you didn't even reach the state yet?
Yeah, we were on hold. They were playing hold music. Thing you know, the call got dropped.
Okay,
call got
so
dropped.
I'll get transfer you over now. You have all the information, the company information, Deluxe Home Care?
I have Deluxe Home Care and a phone number for them.
And we're supposed to get the initial
CDS, yeah. So I'll transfer you over now. It takes usually 3 to 4 minutes to get connected to someone, so just stay on the line, and you'll be connected eventually to someone from the state.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Just hold on, I'll transfer you right over.
The order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Hello?
Calming community based services, Angie, are you calling someone else?
I'll call for somebody else.
Okay, can the participant.
Yeah, I can let you do what?
I get the name of the
participant. Her first name is Sherry, S-H-E-R-I. The last name is Halpin, H-A-L-P-H-I-N.
Just a second here. Okay, the number that you entered isn't pulling anybody up. Do you have her social?
Yes, her social is 492-92-6474.
And her date of birth?
8/26/86.
And your membership to share?
I help take care of her.
Okay. Okay, and what can I do for you today?
We were called to Lux Home Care, and they were supposed to put us through to you guys so we could set up me getting paid to help take care of her.
Okay, bear with me.
I don't know if they're still be on the line with this.
Okay, so let me explain the purpose of our program. Our program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain home as possible. She will meet what's called nursing home level of care to be eligible for our services, and what that is her need to be the that's going into a nursing facility. One of our assessors. Okay, so I can start over. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so our program is designed to enable qualifying individuals in the home as long as possible. She will have to meet what's called nursing home level of care to be eligible for our services, and that means is her needs have to be the same as someone that's going into a nursing facility. She'll also have to allow an assessor to come to the home and conduct an assessment. That assessment will determine if she meets that level of care, and that's how they would base her care plan, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Her primary language, is that English?
Yes.
Marital status, is she married, divorced, widowed, or never married?
Never married.
Okay. Does she live alone or does she live with someone?
I stay with her. We stay together.
Okay. Yeah. And her
or what?
Her phone number?
Her phone is broken right now, so we've been using my phone.
Can I get that number, please?
816. Yes, it's 816-223-6791.
Okay. And her address?
701 South Locust, Sweet Springs, Missouri.
Okay, does she have any special communication needs as far as speaking, hearing, seeing that we need to make special accommodations for during the assessment?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm here too, so you can ask me.
Okay, perfect. And
did you say you had a questionnaire for me?
No, not. I'm just going over these questions to do the referral. The next set of questions that I have to ask are to ensure the safety of our assessors anytime they go out into the home. Will they be able to access the home safely?
Yes.
Are there any contagious or infectious diseases in the home?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you live in a safe neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there a history of violent behavior or illegal drug activity for anyone in the home?
Did you say something about violent behavior?
Yeah. Is there a history of violent behavior for anyone in the home?
Oh, goodness, no.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Are there any pest infestations as far as rodents or bugs of any kind?
No.
Okay. Home structurally safe?
Say that again?
Is the home structurally safe? Like no loose banister or the assessor can hurt?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's structurally sound. I'm safe.
Okay. Do you have any dangerous pets or animals?
No.
Okay. And are there weapons in the home?
Our landlord next door have dogs, but they're big babies, and they make sure that when there's someone around for us that they're not, you know, bugging. That they're not trying to bug somebody.
Just, as long as they're nauseous, I don't need to note it. So, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
That kind of you like.
I heard something about the kind you like, but I didn't hear. That was the only part I heard. It's like it's going in and out.
Oh gosh, I don't know what phone, but that's the kind that we like, are the ones that will lick you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sweethearts.
Okay, bear with me while I get all this information entered for you. Okay. Are you wanting consumer directed service where you can have a friend or a family member be your caregiver?
Friend.
Okay. Do you know what provider you're going to use?
His name is Aaron Laster.
Do you know what provider he's going to go through? Like what agency provider?
Okay. It said Deluxe Home Care was
okay. Should you have a legal guardian at that, or do you still make decisions?
Say that again?
Do you have a legal guardian, or
no.
Do you still make your own decisions? Okay.
I make my own decisions.
Okay. Okay, and what are your primary medical conditions at this time?
I'm a severe spinal cord injury patient. My spine is fused from C3 to T1 and L5 to S1. And I have a compression fracture at T11. I just, so sometimes I have trouble, just getting some things done around the house and could use a little bit of help. I have foot drop and clonus and
okay. And have you or an
What's called incomplete tetraplegia. So I have partial use of all four of my limbs. I have partial use of my arms and partial use of my legs, but
immediate family member served.
And I also have. No, I haven't. And I also have a pump in my stomach that delivers muscle spasm medicine directly into my spinal canal. A baclofen pump.
Okay.
And I have nerve pain and pain from the spinal conditions and
they'll go over more detail. They can do the okay.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out again.
They will go over in more detail when they come out to your home, okay?
Do you know when that will be, or? Is there a specific?
If you can give me like the date and time when it's coming, I can write it down. And
okay, so what I did was I did a refer and assessment today, and the assessor will be reaching out to you guys to schedule that assessment. Okay, now it can take up to 15 business days, but they will call you. They will make sure that they'll schedule a time so that works good for you and them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you guys over to our recorded line. It's going to tell you more about our agency and what to expect from us. But before I do that, is there anything else I can do for you?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay, you guys have a good evening. Thanks for calling. Just once I heard.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, everything is being slow.
No, you're good. It's a Monday.
Yes, for sure.
Your phone.
Yeah, it it's not acting like it's going to want me to transfer.
No. Do I need to call back or?
No, bear with me. I'm going to keep my in there.
Okay. Are you in St. Louis area?
We're wide, so I'm actually down further by the Arkansas line.
Oh, okay. You'll probably hear about this. My mom, my sister lived down in a little town called Mountain View, Arkansas. If you live down south, you probably heard of that.
Oh, I'm not from that. I've seen that. Yeah. In a Mountain View, Arkansas.
Yeah, I know there's a Mountain View, Missouri. I think there's also a Mountain View, Missouri as well. I bet you something's up with cell towers or something. The cell services. I can turn it on. I don't know if that'll help with the phone call or not, but
it might.
Well, if you have Wi-Fi, turn it on. I don't even know how to do that, baby.
I tried to do it.
Hopefully, I think we're still connected. Yeah. Phones aren't making it easy today.
Did you check the Wi-Fi on
TV? Yeah, babies. I got it on, babies. I don't think that would help. Home connection, please. Are you still there?